I should have crushed that little twerp long ago. Well, I did my part. I'll tell you that. I did what I had to do.
Yeah.
I can't speak for those that are not on the show right now. Ran away, actually, from their responsibility. You know who I'm talking about, Will. The guy who normally sits right there.
Yeah.
Mr. McNugget. He ran out of here full steam. So we're about to go live.
It's like,
sprint it out of here.
Yeah.
Just gone. I say, well, listen, it's not me. Listen, it's not me.
Oh, no. The beginning of the chat is just Nugget.
See, it's not. That's the thing. It's not me.
Oh, boy.
Right? That wasn't my responsibility. I held up my end of the bargain. This is my end of the bargain right over here.
See, yeah, you got it. Hey, look at that.
Look at this. I brought Hugh Jackman today.
It's real.
And, yeah, for those that were doubting me.
Finally. It's Hugh Jackman on the show.
The reason this is so popular in my house, and the reason he has stuck around long enough to wake me up at night, is because of this little move right here. You ready for it? Watch this. So, like, let's say you have the hand like that, and then you go, you see that? You see how that worked? Bam! Like, it is. Oh, it has Otis's attention. Holy, it's not really that exciting.
What is that? Give me it. I want to eat it. He's going to start barking.
Come here. He can also do this. He can say this.
Wolverine.
Wolverine.
Okay, cool.
Wolverine.
Wolverine.
So yeah, those are some of the noises that were waking me up. I just realized this leg has a seam in it. Why? What can I do with this leg? Oh.
Oh. Don't break it.
Oh no, that's how we get our action movement. Man, toy design. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
Like having to come up with. It's just not. He doesn't just stand there. He does stuff too. But yeah, I was able to wrangle this out of the house. I just had to find the most opportune moment. Man, this guy's ripped. Holy.
I was just going to say his legs.
He's never mind everywhere. Just ripped. No wonder he's waking me up at night.
Yeah.
I can't compete with this. This is too much. Can I make him stand up? But yeah, so I got the Wolverine. And Mo ran out of here. Mr. McNugget. It look like he's going to... what's it going to be? Another week or something?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here?
Well, I'm going to try to defend him a little bit. It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Eating 10 nuggets in a minute.
Oh, you think that's the part of it? If it was just getting the nuggets, it's no issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have got it right away. But to
Wolverine.
Eat him.
Wolverine. Okay. Wolverine. Listen. Mo's not here right now, so he can't speak on his own behalf about what actually happened here.
Uh-huh.
But don't you worry, because when we get back here on a Monday... Well, you can bring the music now. What's going on here?
I kind of bring it back. I forgot.
You cut it out too soon.
Yeah, well, it just ended.
Is it because you're wearing a new hat today? Is that you're off your game a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit much. It's a lot.
I got to take it and get used to
it's
it.
It's a lot.
Break it in.
Hard to think in a new hat.
Mm-hmm.
Feels a little different. You know, smells a little different.
The community chose this one.
Yeah, you were telling me you did a little poll. What? Was that on Discord?
Yeah.
Are you still pumping Discord? Are you still promoting Discord?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I go in there.
You do.
I go in there. I say a couple things. I put a couple skulls.
Uh-huh.
I chat with the community, as you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, don't worry. We'll talk to Mo on Monday, and we're going to get to the bottom of this. And I really think these Nuggets, it's like a cliffhanger. Turned into like a cliffhanger over here. Where's these Wolverine? Wolverine. Someone asked me to say it in Bane's voice. Geico ordered to pay Missouri woman $5.2 million after she contracted STD in a car. What a hot story today. And look at the website, CNN Ultra Plus Mega.
Oh, I don't have the song. What happened to
this? You had one job.
Hold on.
Yeah, so CNN on CNN today. This is a crazy story. I'm not going to lie. I only read the headline. The headline was crazy enough for me. I was like, how can they... Was the car moving at the time? I had all types of questions here as to how the car insurance... Like, is this a new precedent now? Or is this a thing that existed previously? Is this no big deal? Is Geico out there? Have they done this in the past? Missouri woman was awarded $5.2 million in settlement from insurance company Geico after contracting STD from her partner in his vehicle, which was insured by the company. Court documents now show the woman, a Jackson County resident, said she contracted human papillomavirus from her partner, according to court documents. On Tuesday, the Missouri Court of Appeals filed an opinion confirming the initial Jackson County Circuit Court arbitration award, finding against Geico. So I guess Geico didn't want to pay. The court was like, nope, you're going to pay. In February, the woman, anonymously identified in the documents, submitted a petition to Geico directly. She alleged that her partner negligently caused or contributed to cause. Sheesh. He didn't disclose his diagnosis. He happened to be in his car.
Yeah.
I guess Geico has a few more bucks than he did. She's like, why don't I just go right at Geico? They insured him. Insured his car. She made a final settlement offer of $1 million to resolve her claims, the documents say. And Geico was like, no, we will not. This is absolutely insane. That's what they said. And so she goes, all right, let's go to court then. And then she goes, how about $5.2 million then instead of the one? I gave you a chance at the one. And you denied. And so let's go for the 5.2. Now, listen, I don't know. Is there another appeal here? The 3-judge panel responsible for reviewing the appeal confirmed the circuit court settlement decision of $5.2 million despite Geico's appeal efforts, according to Tuesday's filing. What a lawyer. What a lawyer she must have. She probably got Johnny Depp's lawyer.
Camille?
Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's who it was. No, shout out to whoever that lawyer was, but... I mean, if this was in reverse, like, here's the thing. People don't tend to have a lot of sympathy for insurance companies, do they, Will? They don't tend to have a ton of sympathy.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't understand, like, maybe we're missing some details here.
Definitely. 5.2 million.
Like, maybe we're missing some details here. What? But it wasn't... had nothing to do with driving the car. The individual... now, maybe there's a civil case to be brought against the individual for not disclosing and then infecting her, but that's separate from Geico. Mm-hmm. But you got to know the reason they went for Geico is more money to be had. They're going to get that payout.
How did she get it? Like, was it they didn't clean the car or something? That could happen, right?
What in the hell are you talking about?
Well, she got STD.
Yeah.
I don't know. She was wearing like a bikini or something.
No. There's activities in the car happening between two willing participants, one not having disclosed, and the other one getting incredibly crafty from a litigious perspective.
Sure.
That's all that happened here.
I'm just trying to, you know, broaden the scope.
I know. So was I. I'm like, wait, was the car moving at the time? Yeah. I was just trying to figure out how this could have been justified. I still don't know how it was justified. I just know it's a crazy story and a crazy headline, which is sort of perfect for
Friday.
For 2022. Yeah. Who got more, Johnny Depp or Missouri woman?
Yeah.
I guess Johnny. No, wait. Johnny... Because he was
got 15,
but then it was net because she was already had 7 of his from the initial case. This is getting pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting pretty close here. Missouri woman, Johnny Depp. Russia's new McDonald's reveals logo before relaunch. Former McDonald's restaurants are set to reopen under new branding and new ownership. Well, we had been covering this when a Ukraine invasion started, and then it was going to be, but I didn't know what was a meme and what was not a meme. Uncle Vanya's or something?
Yeah, with the sideways logo.
Was that even real? Like, were people goofing on us? I don't know. But this looks legit. We're over here on Al Jazeera breaking news. Russia's new, a former McDonald's restaurant set to reopen under new branding and ownership. That's the logo?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make me hungry. Should I be hungry right now? That looks like I'm going to fill up my tank. I'm going to buy some gasoline or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't
scream fast food.
How are you feeling? It's kind of the same colors as your hat. What's going on there?
Yeah.
With the orange and green. Did you plan that?
No.
I don't know. I think you're on board with this new Russian McDonald's, the new fast food chain. That will take over McDonald's in Russia has unveiled this new logo before its relaunch. Two sticks of yellow fried potatoes and a yellow-orange burger. Get out of here. Come on. Is that official, what it is? Somebody says it's an upside-down wealth symbol. Is that right?
Yes. I believe so.
It's like a W. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, listen. You're in tough trying to replace McDonald's because, those arches... They're very welcoming, those arches at this point. We're all so familiar with those things. The new logo design shows the orange circle and the two orange lines against a green background. And reportedly, it's fried potatoes and a burger. But I don't know if it's official or not. What's the name of it going to be?
Uncle Vanya's.
Is it actually? The green background is reported to represent the quality of products and services. Critics on social media have commented on its similarities with the Bangladeshi flag. This is the flag of our country. Okay, let's get them side by side. Bangladesh flag. And see if there's any merit to that suggestion. Well, yeah. Minus the fries. It's a Bangladesh flag plus fries.
The colors, yeah.
Well, and the circular patty. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's not what it is in the flag, but that's what they're saying it is over. Yeah. They added fries.
What about this flag?
1 cent on Amazon.
Yeah.
Wow. How can they sell for one? What's going on with that? Okay. Let's see. McDonald's new owner has not yet decided on a new brand name. A spokesperson for the company told the state-run TASS News agency two of eight names under consideration are Tot Samyi, which translates as the same, or that one, and Svobodnaya Kassa. Available cash register? Whoa.
I don't know.
I think these names, there's like a translation thing going on.
Uh-huh.
The relaunch of the chain is expected to begin on Sunday when the country celebrates Russia Day, a holiday marking the country's independence at the same flagship location in Moscow's Pushkin Square, where McDonald's first opened in Russia in January 1990. Reopening will cover 15 locations in Moscow and surrounding regions. Of course, McDonald's was hanging on there. They were actually paying employees, and they're like, we'll wait and see what happens. And then, obviously, this thing has gone on for quite some time now, and it's no longer feasible to do such things. Can you get me an image real quick of that original opening in 1990? McDonald's opens in Russia, 1990, and see how different the feeling was at the time. Otis is still interested in Wolverine. That is a little side story that I never expected. Here we go. Hundreds had lined up for it. So this is this McDonald's right here. This was a big deal because you had the Cold War tension in the past. This was the opening up to the West. This was the Golden Arches. Communication, a handshake of sorts, and burgers, of course. And even though it looks pretty cold on this day, people did not mind lining up for the McDonald's.
Yeah, burgers for everyone.
Burgers for everyone. And I wonder what a burger cost in 1990 in McDonald's in Russia. That would have been interesting to know. But obviously different times now, much different times. And they will use this location as the launch point for this new brand and this new banner and this new flag. That would take a while to get used to, Will. I don't know about you, but you go to the same spot you always went to when you were going to those, whatever you're doing with all these apps that you have, all these orders you're doing, and you're getting deals, and you've explained it to me in the past. And you do the pickup, or no, not the pickup. Yeah, you do the pickup.
Uh-huh.
And you feel very familiar with the whole experience, and then what's their app going to be?
Nothing. It's just going to be a logo. That's it.
Maybe they'll have an app. I don't know. I don't know how the people will respond. It's kind of, it's tough. You have some.
And the food too, right?
A handful of iconic brands.
It's going to change.
Well, I think they're going to try to. I think they're going to try.
To use up those McDonald's
patties. Well, to satisfy patrons who were looking for McDonald's. So I would assume it's in the same realm. Yeah. But a Big Mac in 1990 cost less than 4 rubles, is what they said back in 1990. What's 4 rubles to USD? That would be 6 cents today.
6 cents? What? Really?
That says 0.06.
6 cents?
Well, because of inflation, right?
Okay.
No, because you have to adjust for, like, even one USD in 1990 is not worth one USD today.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying, Will? Like, you can look now if you want. No, I believe. Yeah. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Okay, so as of today, it would be under $2. Hmm. But prior to their shutdown. So that makes sense. But like, you got to remember, Will, when at one point in time, you could buy a Coca-Cola for a nickel.
Yeah.
USD.
I remember Happy Meals were like $5. Canadian.
There you go.
You don't believe me.
No, I do. I do. I remember in high school. In high school, they had a deal. It was like 2 Big Macs for. They had a deal.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was, the deal, but it was actually a deal. Mm-hmm. Because kids in high school really care about deals.
Of course.
I don't know if you remember. Students. Yeah, any deal, it would spread like wildfire. They go, you can get 2, and then you get 3, and then you get the deal, and then you give it to your, he gets one, you get, and you're all set.
Toonie Tuesday?
Well, we've talked about that many times over at KFC. Is that what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they had to compete with KFC at the moment. They were losing business as far as the high school kids were concerned.
I like the logo. It's just, I think the colors are a bit off.
It just doesn't say food to me, Will. I don't see food when I look at that.
Well, I do see the patty.
I see either I see an institution. I see either a bank or an oil and gas company.
Yeah.
That's what I see when I look over there.
Hmm.
But speak for yourself, obviously. If you like.
Yeah, I think it needs a color change. I don't mind it.
You like. Tesla secures multi-billion-dollar deal with Samsung for new cameras for self-driving. Even better self-driving, more resolution. What are they going to do? Low light sensitivity. Tesla's reportedly secured multi-billion-dollar deal with Samsung to get new cameras for its self-driving sensor suite. Full self-driving program relies on cameras to get imagery to feed its neural nets. Unlike most other self-driving programs, the automaker doesn't use radar and LiDAR. However, we recently reported on Tesla's filing with the FCC to use a new radar. For now, Tesla relies on cameras, specifically a suite of 8 cameras in the current version of its autopilot sensors. Now, the Korea Economic Daily reports that Samsung has won a contract estimated to be worth between 4 trillion won and 5 trillion won, which is about 3.2 billion to 4 billion USD, to supply Tesla with new cameras. What will be so great about their cameras? Ooh, look at this. Major upgrade in resolution, as expected. Currently, their cameras are believed to be 1.2 megapixels. That's like feel like I'm looking at, I'm imagining a webcam from
one of those
19
yeah old school Logitech
99 or 2002 or something. 1.2 megapixels or even smartphones at one point in time. 1.2 megapixels. Over the next few years, Samsung will be supplying its latest camera modules to be installed in Tesla's Model 3 sedan, S sedan, X SUV, and Model Y crossover, as well as electric trucks such as the Cybertruck and Tesla Semi, sources said. I mean, it's a big deal for them. Bunch of billions, and obviously things continue to go well for Tesla, goes well for Samsung as well. Samsung doesn't mind supplying you. You got a business, you go to them, you say, I'm going to need a couple million units. No problemo. We got you. And actually, when you think about it, how smartphones could actually be useful, like the development and the rapid progression of smartphones and smartphone engineering to shrink down these sensor sizes means that even in a vehicle where you're trying to hide like eight of them, we're probably at in a phase now where you could replace those 1.2 megapixel sensors with something way higher resolution in the exact same footprint without like redesigning all that much. I'm just imagining.
I guess it just depends on price.
You know? Well, they'll just pass it on. They'll just pass it right along. I mean, those prices have been going up on those things. You would know.
I definitely would know.
Tesla deploys its 35,000th supercharger. Now, do they mean individual supercharger? They must. That's way too many. Yeah. So each like actual unit with
kiosk.
Oh yeah. However you would describe it, but they mean like one plug. So they have currently 35,000 plugs total. They call it a stall, and this is in Wuhan, China, of all places, for your 35,000th. Tesla is currently growing its supercharger network at an impressive rate. The automaker went from 23,277 superchargers at 2,564 stations at the end of 2020 to 31,498 by 2021. Yeah, that is actually a rapid. Look at that. That's almost 10,000 more units in a year.
Did they make their own superchargers or do they outsource it to like a company?
Maybe a bit of both.
Yeah.
Well, I presume. I don't know, because if you go to their, if you, I mean, they certainly service them. They're, but I would presume they would have also contractors capable of doing installations and things. However, it's lagging behind vehicle deliveries, which grew 87% during the same period. And this is the thing I was suggesting.
Yeah,
it's like,
you're right about this one.
We talked about this when you were talking about buying yours, and I was like, wait a sec. I was just scratching the side of my head here. You can't keep up with those insane sales. At some point, these ratios, you got to be traveling at the same pace.
Yeah.
If you're doubling your vehicle sales, you got to be doubling the supercharger network to for people to have the same experience that they had previously and not be lining up. And like I said, it doesn't seem too terrible around here, but there are other
California.
Regions that where you're seeing images of lineups and things like that, and it's a different story. Granted, we need to remember there's always the charging at home. Many users don't actually utilize the supercharger network all that much. But it is worth noting that cars are being pumped out and purchased at a far faster rate than the extension and expansion of the supercharger network. But they are expanding it nonetheless. And you can charge with your adapter on other chargers, universal chargers. Around here, there's ChargePoint, Electrify, and Ivy Charge, and others, depending how long you're going to be somewhere. I mean, obviously, it's not fast, but you can do that too. So, 35,000 chargers. Congratulations, Tesla.
Yeah. Good job. I wonder if they're going to decorate it.
I don't think so. They'd be doing that all the time. Every time they hit something, 40,000 or 45, 50. Lightyear launches production version of its flagship solar EV, renamed the Lightyear Zero. Is this, have I even seen this before? Have I ever?
No, I don't think so. This is the first time I've ever heard of it myself.
The way they write the headline, Electrek writes the headline, like we should definitely know about this. Goes to show you. We got to read electric more often. During an online global premiere today, solar EV startup Lightyear unveiled the final production-ready design of its first vehicle, the Lightyear Zero, formerly known as the Lightyear One. They don't even want to call it the One now. They're like, no, no, Zero. Early days. After 6 years of development, the Lightyear Zero is available for order ahead of its first deliveries this fall. Lightyear is an EV startup based in the Netherlands, specializing in solar electric vehicles. From early on, the company has promised a range of 450 miles on a single charge from its first vehicle, an ultra-efficient flagship SEV, originally named the Lightyear One. Following durability testing last October, Lightyear claimed its SEV prototype would set a new standard in electrical vehicle efficiency for the 946 customers it's planning to sell to. That's not that many, but it's a place to start. I mean, solar EV sounds really exciting. It's just always charging, no matter where you are. Cars tend to be outside. I mean, I guess you're kind of screwed if you put it in the garage, but you can always plug it in too. But while you're driving it, it's charging. And now I don't have a solar panel car, but I do have I do own a solar panel on the van, and it's not charging the van in that case, but other batteries inside, which become your house power in that van.
Sure.
And I mean, it feels really cool to be away from any power source, but to actually be having some type of power input. Of course, it's still not at the mega rate necessary to be your sole energy source. This car's covered in solar. Is it the future? Would you be willing to put up with these unusual looks in exchange for sun power? I think many would, if they can actually deliver it. But something tells me the car's probably not very powerful or something. It's got to be no free lunch, right? Well, somebody's got to pay the bill, pay the ticket. Mm-hmm. Solar technology can provide an additional 70 kilometers, approximately 44 miles, of additional range per day, and up to 11,000 kilometers per year.
That seems quite a lot.
It does. It does seem quite a lot.
Or just like a roof.
And hood.
Roof and hood solar panel setup.
Yeah. So you're going to still be able to charge it. Use as much of the solar as you want. It has a 60 kilowatt hour battery pack, delivering 625 kilometers of WLTP range on a single charge. Big time number.
Mm-hmm.
Big time numbers. But I don't know. It's so many startups in the space, and it seems really risky at this moment and hard. What? Starting price of $265,000. Damn. Okay. Well, I mean,
there goes that.
Well, no, it starts to make sense to me now. I'm like, how are you doing all these things? And it's like, oh, well, costs a boatload, 255,000 euros. It costs a boatload, and who knows when you get it. Look at where it says delivery time. After you submit your order, a customer service team will contact you to guide you through all the practical steps prior to delivery and provide you with a delivery estimate. Yeah, you're...
This is early days.
Yeah, it's early days. I mean, see if they tell them to ship us one for the studio over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get that copper clay color. It's fine.
Okay.
I'll take it. Twitter overhauls the process for reporting rule-breaking idiots. The Verge said idiots. I didn't. That's their headline. In testing, actionable reports increased by 50% thanks to a new process. Reporting people got easier, I presume. The new reporting flow in action is what we're looking at. So you have a little drop-down menu. When you click on a tweet, I guess it's one that you don't like for whatever reason, you can select not interested in this tweet. You can follow the person who tweeted it, add or remove from lists, mute, block, and then report is at the bottom, of course, with the little flag icon. And at that point, you're going to answer a few questions, which I guess this is where they attempted to streamline it. If there's immediate danger, call your local emergency services in addition to reporting. They're like, but still report. They're like, report and call emergency services. Yeah. It sounds like you want to make a report for hateful content. Anyway, as opposed to having to write too much yourself, you're able to select from this series of menus, which is going to increase usage.
Kind of whittles it down, the problem.
The redesign has been in testing since December last year and uses so-called symptoms-first reporting flow that is designed to make it easier to report bad behavior, It's now available in most countries across the web, iOS, and Android. I've never reported anything, so I wouldn't know about
you haven't?
Workflows. Oh,
you haven't tried?
Maybe imposters or spam, stuff like that.
Right.
But that was already like a drop down, if I recall. That's an easy one to report. Spam, bye. Not that it works all that well.
It doesn't?
Well, what do you mean? I mean, you chop off one head, you got 12 more.
That's true.
You ever been on social media on the internet 2022?
Well, you're verified. So I think maybe you might get a different treatment.
I don't.
But I guess not. Because you said it's...
Elon's trying to buy the whole thing and he's still got spam all over his stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's impossible over here. So, but whatever.
Yeah.
Jay-Z and Jack Dorsey criticized for launching Bitcoin Academy in rapper's childhood home. Criticized. Free classes include what is cryptocurrency and what is blockchain inside of his childhood home. I didn't read that part. I didn't know that part of it. They teamed up to launch a Bitcoin-focused financial literacy project named the Bitcoin Academy. The project consists of free biweekly classes offered in person and online for residents of the musician's childhood home, the Marcy House's public housing complex in Brooklyn, New York City. The team-up is not surprising considering the pair's long-shared history in business and Bitcoin. Dorsey's digital payments company, Block, used to be called Square, bought a majority share in Jay-Z's Tidal streaming service in 2021, and the two have used their personal Bitcoin holdings to fund a trust designed to promote the use of cryptocurrency in Africa and India. Bitcoin Academy itself seems to have quite a bit in common with this latter project. The Academy's website promises that its classes will empower the community with knowledge and get rid of some of the barriers so that residents can learn more about Bitcoin. Okay. Shall we get to the problem?
Yes, right here.
Heavy criticism is what they say. Yes, the world of cryptocurrency is littered with financial scams, hacks, and fraud. Unsuspecting investors are encouraged to buy into various coins with promises of fast returns. Yeah, I mean, it all depends on how you implement this course. It's like, if you're trying to,
but wouldn't
you got to be careful in how you discuss these topics? If people get too motivated, take big risks, and you got some sense of responsibility there.
Yeah, there should be a lesson of what not to do. Based on the history of scams, just being more educated, I think, is a good thing about it.
Yeah, but it's the sense of authority going on, like the idea that this is Jay-Z and Jack Dorsey's program. Yeah. Like you're gonna, there's some trust and some kind of there's a discrepancy in probably the position that you're bringing into the equation versus them. And so you're going to be...
What's their agenda?
Well, their agenda is pretty obvious. They're big on Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
They're big on Bitcoin. And the more people that they have interested in it, the bigger they get on Bitcoin. You see what I'm saying here? They have pretty obvious motivation, but...
It's really how they want to create this educational school or lesson for it to be successful, I think.
The world of cryptocurrency has always used the promise of financial freedom as part of its appeal, and indeed, by some measures, it offers fewer barriers to entry than the traditional banking system. Accordingly, it's not a surprise that marginalized communities are attracted to crypto investments. Yeah, well, listen, you tell me, come see Jay-Z's Bitcoin talk. I'll go take a look. But like I said, I think it's going to have its fair share of disclaimers and so forth, like everything else.
Yeah.
But they're big on Bitcoin. What can I say? They're big on a lot of things. You're talking about billionaires, man.
Uh-huh.
So you got to wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Even Mark Cuban the other day, you're like, look, Lou, it's the perfect story. Cheaper drugs, cheaper pharmaceuticals. And I'm like, okay. No, it's great. It's good. It's absolutely good. But also I'm sure there's a model in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? It has to work. It has to work on some level for the individuals that are spending their time generating the thing. And
yeah, nothing's free.
No, you gotta pay the bills. Yeah, you got to, if you want the produce, you got to plant the seed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seemed pretty straightforward.
You might like this one.
So you want me to try on some shoes virtually right now. This is augmented reality. I see a QR code there. Uh-huh. This is on Amazon. So Amazon's gonna help you now see what the shoes look like on your feet. That is a smart idea.
Uh-huh.
Virtual shoe try on. Look at this. You click an extra button in the app. Oh, damn. Is it that quick with it too? Oh my God. My kids are gonna lose their minds. Is this quick with it, Will?
Apparently, yes.
Oh, man. Did they have a New Balance deal? Oh, no. They show off all these different brands.
But you might like this because you like to buy shoes.
Yeah. No.
Try them on.
This is amazing. For me, it's the speed of it. I wonder how many models will be supported out the gate. I got to try this out. I'll be trying this out, actually. I'll get back to you guys.
Okay.
Shout out Kyle, who says, I rarely get to tune in from New Zealand. Buy those nuggets on me when you guys finally get to it. Should be enough to cover the 20.
All right.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it. We will get to it. Don't worry. We're going to press Mo on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you see Mo on Monday. Wait till you see how Willie Do presses Mo on a Monday. Because Will's irate. I mean, before we got on the air, I had to try to put it back together. He was ready to punch a hole in the wall.
After Discord was popping off with nuggets.
That's what I'm
Remember
saying.
The meme I sent you last night.
I see all these memes, man. I understand people need what they need, and yeah. you make promises, you keep them.
Uh huh.
So, you guys got to tune in on Monday to see what goes. It's going to be quite the confrontation between Will and Mo.
Yeah.
As they get to the bottom and hash it out.
Confrontation? Well, no.
Oh, no? Oh, okay.
Front him about it.
Oh, okay.
I'll nudge him.
Yeah, what will it be? A nudge?
Sure, yeah.
You will nudge.
Uh-huh. On Slack.
You'll nudge. Okay.
Yeah.
I like the idea. Yeah, look at this. We're trying on the shoes. And we're taking a photo. Amazon's little smiley face goes down there. Everybody just changing shoes all the time.
And then you're able to just purchase it.
Yeah.
You like it? Buy it.
You like, Amazon. You buy. You see, you buy. Yeah. Well, that's what Amazon wants. It's genius, Will. Everybody's got to do it. And you know who's not going to be a part of it is one who's not all that happy with Amazon, which is Nike.
Mm.
Nike bounced out there. You know what Nike was pissed about? They said, hey, there's too many counterfeit products on here. Amazon was like, we can't do anything about it. We're Amazon. There's so much stuff on here. They were like,
right.
It was their version of spam. And like we were talking about earlier, it's just too much. And so Nike bounced. They said, we'll do it on our website. And they did well on their website. And all through COVID, they were crushing, doing numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you get something, and I'm sure Nike could implement something similar, but part of the fun of it is that it's the retailer. So you can try on shoes across brands, but you'll notice Nike missing from this promo. And what you end up seeing is a lot of New Balance, a lot of Adidas.
Yes.
And Asics is in there and a lot of other brands that are not Nike.
Uh-huh.
So just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But for sure, I'm showing the kids. For sure, we're going to give this a crack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Shout out Bumble Blast.
You want to take a break?
Okay, break now. We'll be right back. Sponsored by Audible. Stay connected, informed, and inspired. This is the place to get all your audio content, your audio books, which I like to listen to on road trips and so forth. I like to do the multitasking and such. Sometimes I even got the kids in the car. I pick something that they might want to listen to as well. That could be interesting. But it's actually not just audiobook content. Now you're getting more of the podcast and variety of other multimedia that's in there as well. Now, in my case, I use a lot of these credits for... I'm more of a nonfiction guy, Will.
Okay.
So I tend to listen to books that are kind of like audio versions of documentaries and such. I've talked about a few of them here on the show. Listen, if it's a book that you have been meaning to read, chances are that it's on Audible, and chances are that you can do some multitasking on your daily commute, throw the book on. Oh, there's David Goggins. That's what you've been talking about.
Oh, great.
You keep looking for the motivation and such.
Especially in this book, where it's kind of like a podcast as well.
Yeah.
So after each chapter, Goggins actually talks to the person who's reading, mm-hmm. the writer,
mm-hmm.
and they have a little banter. It's a different take on an audiobook.
Anyway, look at those ratings on this thing. Holy crap. As far as a recommendation goes, 167,000 five-star overall. Those are ratings. Good. Low. That is a popular book. Anyway, there's something for you on there. It's Audible. This is easy.
Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries, thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the bestsellers and new releases. All Audible members get access to a growing selection of audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts that are included with membership. You can listen to all you want and more get added every month. Let Audible help you discover new ways to laugh, be inspired, and be entertained. New members can try it free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/loulater or text loulater to 500-500. That's audible.com/loulater or text loulater to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. audible.com/loulater. Go check it out.
Meta reportedly kills plans to release a dual-camera Facebook watch. Oh, I saw Apple Watch, I remember, was doing... There was a patent application for cameras in an Apple Watch. Facebook, I don't know how many cameras people want from Facebook. I remember Facebook, they try to put the camera in your kitchen. They try to put, like, the video conferencing. I don't even remember the name of the product now.
I think they canceled Portal.
Recently. Portal, yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
And
can't buy it anymore.
The people they didn't want the cameras, the Facebook cameras. They didn't want the Zuckerberg cameras. You don't mind the Zuckerberg headset, but maybe you don't want the Zuckerberg camera. I don't know what you want. Shout out Simon. He says he only buys high and sells low now. So he's finally figured out
the formula.
Yes,
the winning formula.
Yeah, I mean it wasn't that hard, really.
I'm still learning.
The Apple Watch could have had a worthy competitor. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? Because Facebook with the hardware, Meta with the hardware, I mean, maybe with the exception of the VR, but as far as wearables go, they did the thing with Ray-Ban because they had the Instagram glasses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that one thing that they were doing? I remember Mark was talking about that. Stories is what it was. I don't know. Did you ever try these out?
No, we have them here.
Yeah.
We should.
So, I mean, the design of this looks good, but the camera quality, I don't think was there. Mm. It's lit. People still say that? I really don't know. That was an honest... this is obviously an old promo. I'm sure people still say
that. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah, say whatever you want to... whatever you want to say. Facebook never publicly announces plans to roll out a smartwatch, but rumors about the project flooded the tech sphere last year. The Verge claimed that Meta was working on a wrist-worn device with two cameras that can take photos and videos that can be shared across the social media giant's app family, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook. There's something about the watch camera and the glasses camera that gets people a little bit... uneasy.
But phone camera, totally fine.
No problem. Yeah. But the phone on the camera, which is weird because it would be cool tech to just always have access. But however, it's just, I don't know. There's something, I guess, creepy about it to some people. Prototype of the smartwatch reportedly sported a 5-megapixel camera near the display for video calls and then had a 12-megapixel camera situated on the back that could be detached from the watch stainless steel frame. It was purportedly designed for tracking activities, monitoring heart rate, enabling music playback, facilitating messaging, and more. I mean, Facebook was trying to do anything but Facebook. Mm-hmm. As people stop using it. But anyway, what does it matter? Because it looks like it's dead now. The price tag was going to be $349, and it was going to launch in 2023. But now the project is dead. These are Bloomberg's claims. It's probably okay that it's dead. I don't think people. This is just a tough leap. I don't know how many things you can do and do well. I don't know.
It would be nice to see some renders.
Yeah.
You know, seeing Facebook their take.
I don't know. I feel like there was a window of opportunity, and I don't remember the exact year, but there was a moment. It was around the time that Facebook was talking about doing their own phone. Like, if it was peak Facebook popularity when your friends were poking you on Facebook.
Oh, God.
If they would have done it with heavy integration at the right moment, if they could have, but they were busy, they were building other things as well, then we could be living in a different reality. But it's all about timing. Timing is key here. And right now, I don't think the world is clamoring for a Facebook watch. Mm-hmm. Microsoft's HoloLens future in question after project leader departs. So there's another one, new technology, which you heard a lot about until you heard nothing at all. Alex Kipman led the AR goggles initiative and had faced misconduct claims. So why does that mean the future's in question? Probably because you want to have a cool headline on Bloomberg.com, which we would do the same thing. So it's nothing like that. I'm just suggesting that the reason for the departure is pretty obvious. If they're saying misconduct claims, I presume.
Uh-huh.
Microsoft Corp said the executive in charge of its HoloLens goggles is leaving the company, putting the future of its augmented reality project in question. Alex Kipman, who had been with the Redmond, Washington-based software firm since 2001. Imagine calling Microsoft the Redmond, Washington-based software firm.
Oh,
I think we know who Microsoft is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get those words up. Accused of inappropriate behavior toward female employees at Microsoft by current and former workers. In an insider report in late May, he had been the public face of the HoloLens initiative, and his departure comes at a sensitive time for the project as Microsoft is deciding on whether to continue developing its own AR hardware, according to two people familiar with the matter. Familiar with the matter. Are you familiar with the matter, Will? Was it you? Were you talking to Bloomberg?
I don't work for Microsoft.
Right. Oh, right. No, they just said familiar with the matter. They did not say works for Microsoft.
No. No, I didn't.
Just familiar with the matter. Maybe you work for Microsoft. Maybe you don't. Don't want to out anybody here. The changes come as Microsoft waits on the fate of a $21.9 billion contract that may determine whether there's enough demand for the HoloLens to continue the product's development. The company had agreed to provide a customized version of the head-worn accessory for the U.S. Army in a 10-year accord that would include as many as 121,500 goggles along with spare parts, logistics, and program management support. Wow. The Army was like, well, they don't buy things in small numbers. They're like, yeah, we don't mind it. We'll take 121,000.
And they get the best, like the ultimate gear.
With the support contract and the spare parts.
Yeah, highest quality carbon fiber.
You know what? We don't mind it. We'll take 121,000. Mm-hmm. They're like, you said what? That'd be fun if you're a small business. You get some order like that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're real. You're like, whoa, we're real right now. Did you just order 121,000 of my new snack trail mix blend?
Yeah.
Because I don't even know if I'm capable of making it, but I'm very excited and I can go hire some people now, but you got to front me a little bit because trail mix ain't going to make itself.
Yeah. I need to get a boat now, a yacht.
Right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's key to production.
That's how it works.
Yeah, because I can't focus because I need to de-stress now that I've got this huge contract. Yeah,
exactly. I got to go out to the lake or something.
So I guess the Army deal is a big part of this. It's so hard because that hardware now, I remember.
It's so cool.
I remember bringing that hardware onto Rogan's podcast like 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
I met up with a couple of guys who were very excited about it. Microsoft had sent it to them over there in Los Angeles, and they were working on a few augmented reality projects and virtual reality projects, and they brought it by and we goofed around with it and we were like, okay, yeah, this is pretty cool. But that was so long ago, and you wonder what has happened with the hardware in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway.
It just makes me think about Apple's AR goggle.
Well, the rumor with Apple is like much more wearable. Thinner, lighter, like is part of the problem here the fact that the thing is so bulky and uninviting, and if they were able to shrink it, but then again, I don't know, because it's more like you need the application to make it worthwhile, much in the same way that in order to throw the VR on, you need a reason to do it. And it actually in that case is less about the hardware, but in this case, you're out in the world since it's augmented. I mean, the ultimate augmented reality glasses are looking like regular glasses. There's no difference, in which case, but that's, we're not there yet, Will.
Yeah, this is kind of like the middle ground.
We're not there yet. And I presume we're not there anytime soon, but we'll see what happens with the project. God of War Ragnarok will still come out this year, report says. It hasn't moved to 2023, according to Bloomberg. Is this a big game for you?
Yeah, this is a fun game on Sony PlayStation.
Yeah. Oh, because you're a big God of War guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I never played.
Kratos.
I never played. You're running around. Really? You're smashing things.
Yes. It also comes with a really good story, very similar to Uncharted in a way.
You know what? Player. I did play the beginning once for, I think, a PlayStation. Does this make sense for a PlayStation 5 video or an Xbox Series X video at the old studio? I played the beginning and it was very dramatic. He was like burying a small child or something.
His wife.
Oh, his wife. Okay. It was a small wife.
Yeah. This is like a different take on it, because before it was like Greek mythology and now it's like, North. Yeah. So
this guy, is it all hand-to-hand combat, or does he ever get like a weapon or a bow and arrow or something?
He has an axe.
See, it's always hand-to-hand.
He has a little partner, his son, and he has the bow.
That's the guy I was thinking of.
Yeah. But it's a computer.
Somebody said his wife is a giant, actually. Oh, okay. Never mind.
It's got giant's blood.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Never mind. I
should follow it.
I think I was mixing because the kid was tiny, but then whoever he was burying, I couldn't. I guess I kind of merged the two together.
Yeah. Well, it's a great story.
Yes. Like
overall, if you're into stories.
No, I mean, this thing has gotten all types of awards and attention, and people love this thing.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
Or a great series of games.
Yeah. So you're excited for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it's not going to take them until 2023. They're still targeting 2022. So you have a game to look forward to.
Yes, it's very exciting.
Yeah, these are hard to make, these games.
Mm-hmm.
We create the ultimate Giga Big Mac, Giga Mac, and it's the best Big Mac we've ever tasted.
Yeah.
This is we've reported on this before. Sora News 24.
Yeah.
This is from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what do we have? Extra patties? What's going on here?
Everything's bigger.
Everything's bigger.
And more patties, yes.
Everything is bigger. This year, the Giga Big Mac, which is said to be around three times the size of an ordinary Big Mac, returned for a limited time from June 1st. But this time, it got a custom overhaul with a hack that not a lot of people know about. And you won't be able to get this in Russia. And I like the DJ Medusa go-ahead Mo.
He's not here.
Well, but also for the Big Mac, because Mo didn't get the nuggets. Now he has to throw this into his order list.
The Mo Mac?
That's right. It's going to be part of his world record he's going to set. little known fact that every burger at McDonald's has ingredients you can add for free. The Giga Mac is no different. So when we stopped by to order ours earlier this month, we requested one ordinary version of the burger, and one with all the free toppings to create the ultimate Giga Big Mac. Now, this is content, Will.
Yes.
If you ever wondered what content was, you have stumbled upon content.
This is fun.
So how many extra toppings are there? Like, I don't even remember. Oh, wow. We're going to get a side-by-side comparison. There's the custom on the left, because you can tell with the sticker.
Uh-huh.
It actually says Giga Big Mac.
It's fun.
It sounds digital.
Yeah.
Giga Big Mac. Gigabyte Mac.
So I'm guessing these are the toppings?
Yeah, so that's everything on it. Not quite like the original photo. Lifting the top bun reveals there isn't a lot of difference in the topmost layer of the burger. Well, where do they have to get for all these extra ingredients? I mean, you see pickles on the right, but does it always have pickles? I can't even remember.
Yes, they have pickles.
It always has pickles, right? Oh, there we go. You got a tomato. By the looks of it, you're just getting a tomato. What? However, removing the meat patties and progressing to the next level reveals one vital difference, a big, juicy slice of tomato. While it looks like the regular version has more pickles at first glance, don't be fooled. There's a treasure trove of pickles hiding under the tomato. Look at the glove. Look at wearing the glove to lift the tomato.
Very surgical.
Unbelievable stuff. So I don't, I feel like all that was achieved here was a tomato. Oh, and more tomato.
There's more tomato.
And more tomato.
Would you eat it with a tomato? Or
I like tomato. Well, you can put tomato on whatever. The only thing with the tomato on a burger like this is the slipperiness.
Because
you have multiple patties and stuff. So like picking it up and being somewhat decent about your ingestion of it, good luck to you. But a Giga, I would be curious how big it actually. I want to see it scaled up next to a regular Big Mac because those images don't make it look that big.
Yeah, they need a hand comparison.
Some sort of banana for scale.
It looks great, though.
Yeah.
Very delicious.
Amazon plans to exit the $7.7 billion race for cricket rights. Surprise retreat to cede the field to Ambani, Disney, Sony. Media giants are vying to reach a growing India consumer class. Wow. Yeah. Amazon, Ambani, all of his variety of businesses that are Jio and then obviously Disney and Sony in the content space. Netflix is in there. And it's a tight battle for the future of capitalizing on the Indian consumer, the emerging Indian consumer. And so I guess, I didn't know about this, but I guess they were trying to get involved with the Indian Premier League cricket and what, broadcast it? Amazon.com is planning to withdraw from a heated competition for the rights to stream Indian Premier League cricket matches, ceding one of the world's most popular sporting contests to rivals from Walt Disney and Reliance Industries. The rights had been estimated to fetch an unprecedented $7.7 billion. The U.S. giant led by Jeff Bezos is planning to throw in the towel rather than get into a bidding war at the June 12th auction, according to people familiar with the matter. While Amazon has already invested more than $6 billion in the country, more spending merely for the online streaming rights to the league didn't make business sense, they said, asking not to be identified, discussing internal deliberations. That's a lot of money, $7.7 billion to stream it. Obviously, very big deal.
How long?
In India, I presume just, is it like a 5-year deal or? Mm-hmm. You're right, that does matter. You can generate a lot of revenue from it and certainly a lot of recognition. And when you're Amazon, you're so diversified. It's not just content. Mm-hmm. You get the brand out there and the shopping happens and everything else, but it's still a boatload of money. They might feel like they don't need to spend it. Amazon's surprise pullout leaves the field open to Ambani's Reliance, Disney, and Sony Group, who are betting the game will help them dominate an Indian consumer market increasingly going online. Whichever company scores the deal could also bolster their position in a country of 1.4 billion where the English sport enjoys cult-like status. I mean, it's the main sport as far as I know, cricket. Mm-hmm. Amazon has a great balance sheet, but as a standalone digital-only bidder, it would have had a challenge recouping such a big investment on streaming. Yeah. There's a global shift toward saner valuations, and companies including Amazon are thinking harder about acquisition costs and unit economics. Big, big money. Here's another comparison. Amazon, did they spend money somewhere else? Score of victory, Bloomberg News Report. The retail titan has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on European soccer rights and has forged a deal to broadcast Thursday night football in the U.S. at $1 billion a season until 2033. So big money right now, big money in sports and live. And obviously there's that story about the new golf league that opened up and it's, where everybody wants the eyeballs, Will.
Mm-hmm.
Including us.
Yes.
Yeah, very similar negotiations we're currently having with Bezos for the streaming rights.
Yeah. Ongoing.
That's right. It's ongoing. I don't know what you're I love this thing.
You know this.
Yeah, I love this thing. I was actually like, whose bed is this? There's a lot of stuff on here.
Yeah, that's
I can't have so many things on my bed. There's so many textures and I feel like I'm at the mall or something. Like I can't relax. The pillow has a Kanye tweet on it. I'm stressed. I'm not relaxed. I'm stressed.
It's very confusing, this image.
Yes. You know? But anyway, it's about the Withings sleep device, which is a $100, I guess you would call it like a pad. It, of course, has a cord on it. and it goes under your mattress between your bed frame and your mattress. Hopefully you have like one of those platforms that so that it can be squeezed between the two, and it's sensitive and it can obviously track your sleep and your respiration, heart rate, a number of other things. Now, what I like about it, well, first of all, okay, so it's $100. That's pretty good. Or is it more now?
The previous.
Is it more now? I don't remember I paid for it. It might be like $119, but then again, I paid in Canadian dollars, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's still $100 USD. USD. Yeah, there you go. It's $100. So that's the thing. It's a little cheaper than a smartwatch. A smartwatch is going to track as well. But the problem with the smartwatch is I don't like sleeping with a watch on. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sleep with a watch on. And I don't want to remember it. And I don't know. I've tried so many of these devices over the years, man. I try them all, see what's going on, see which ones I like.
I just thought this could be like considered a sponsorship. It's not. It's because, like, while we're talking about it right now.
Well, no.
It's because you use
Well, what happened, though, no, it. But Withings sponsored with the watch, and then it got me really, and I had the scale already.
Yeah.
So when they reached out, I was like, oh, I'm a fan. And then I wanted to complete the ecosystem because I was like, well, I knew the watch was capable of tracking me, but when I saw this, and I know it sounds crazy, right?
You still use it.
Yeah. And this is the most kind of passive body tracking thing that I use because it requires nothing from me. It's always plugged into the wall. You don't even know it's under your mattress. You check it up every so often. Maybe you're feeling good one morning. You're like, huh, I wonder what happened. Or maybe you're feeling bad one morning and you're like, huh, I wonder what happened. It's a comprehensive sleep tracker and it's so passive. It really feels like technology. It's just there in the background when you want to check on it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it can do breathing disturbances and it can tell you if you're snoring, how long it took you to get to sleep. It'll obviously prompt you for better regularity and, but yeah, nothing to wear. If you hate wearing, a tracker of some kind while you're sleeping, then this is the one for you. That's my opinion on the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it'll also work with somebody else in the bed. I know people were concerned about that. So if you, share a bed with somebody else, you can put one on each side or one on one side. It won't be affected by the person on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I could see people being curious about that.
So are you going to get the new one? Seems like they upgraded a little bit.
They did? Isn't this the one I have?
Is it?
It looks exactly like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this was Mo's story. I wish he was here to...
No. I have this one. I already have this one. Oh, hang on. Sleep diary not available in the U.S. No, I have this one.
You do? Okay.
I have this one. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's cool. Trust me.
There we go.
Yeah, it's cool. Britney Spears, police rush to wedding. Ex-hubby tries crashing it. Yeah, you put this in a thing and... like, why? I don't... He was like live streaming it.
Mm.
TMZ learned Jason's been booked for trespassing, vandalism, and two batteries related to physical altercations with Britney security. We're told he also has felony warrant for larceny in another county and remains in custody. Well, obviously things aren't going perfect for him. Apparently, Britney is not happy about it either. I am personally working with the sheriff's department to ensure Mr. Alexander is aggressively prosecuted. So she was getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And she was married to him for like a day or something. Las Vegas style.
Jason Alexander.
But this is such a far off memory at this point for me.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I guess he decided to crash the wedding. He was unwelcome. Security got involved, physical struggle, and just an overall disaster.
But what was his plan?
I don't know if he had
just
one.
Just go there and confess his love?
I don't, was that, it, or, right or, off in the or, sunset? Or is it just...
he didn't have a weapon.
Is it just some kind of cry of sorts? Some kind of, like, wanting to redo something? Like, can you imagine that the amount of attention, 2004, for this person? Like the whirlwind of being the Britney Spears guy for a moment in time when she was at peak popularity, it would carve out a section in your mind. It would be that would be unlike other sections of your life. Mm-hmm. And even I mean, even if you look at this headline, this individual is still described as her first husband. Like, he has to go around and tell that story. Who mm-hmm. who are you? Well, I'm the guy who was married to her for a day. Mm-hmm. And so it just occupies too much of the mind, too much of the identity, and the not moving on. That's what I presume. But it's funny. You told me this. You showed me this. And when I didn't read it, I just looked at the picture, and I thought it was the other guy. I couldn't even, when I saw the lying on the ground, I was thinking of the other guy. Federline.
Oh, Kevin Federline.
Because I couldn't even remember. Yeah. I was like, that was the first dancer. Husband. I forgot about this guy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Married for one day. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, very strange.
Very strange. Yeah, that's the only thing we can take from that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Reddit down? No, Reddit back. Jackdaws are taking the deer's fur to use as nest material. Wow. Is this symbiotic? Does the deer even care? No. The deer's like, actually, that feels pretty good. Go ahead. I like the grooming. So these are little birds that are pulling hair directly out of a perfectly calm deer.
Looks very sleepy, actually.
Yeah, I think it finds it to be quite relaxing, and they're going to utilize this material to build their nests, which is probably a great material for that. That's a comfy material right there, Will. Mm-hmm.
That's when two animals kind of just work out.
Symbiotic.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I mean, those birds might not want to try it with a different animal. Might not go so well.
But I would imagine this would be very, you know, relaxing for the deer.
Apparently.
They shed too, right? And yeah. It seems like they're grabbing tufts of hair.
Yeah. Do you, there's no pain because it's just it is pulling a little bit too.
There's a bit of tugging, yes.
Is there no pain to the deer, or is it just so stimulating? Yeah, maybe he's having a time. He might be having a time.
It's like, I got all this hair. I mean, you can totally use it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the deer's never been brushed before. Mm-hmm. No one's out there brushing deer, far as I know.
That's a great shot as well.
That's true.
The bokeh.
Tons of bokeh. Yeah. Very long lens. And obviously the person can't be too close to the deer, but I've never seen this in action before. Cool.
Yeah.
MRI of what it looks like when rubbing your... Oh, I've seen this before.
Have you?
Yeah, the eyes being pushed back into the head. Yeah, never rub your eyes again. Yeah, eyes are strange. I mean, they're just like sort of floating there. And... yeah, there's a pretty weird video. MRI is wild,
and the eye kind of just gets a little mashed.
Yeah,
just slightly mashed.
Right, the shape of it goes more football. Yeah. Just gets squashed down.
Quite creepy.
Never rub your eyes again, kids, because who knows? Maybe you'll push your eye so far it won't pop back out.
Oh, is that what you tell your kids?
It just gets stuck. No. I can just imagine people watching this thinking that they don't. Yeah. It's incredible that it can recover like that. You can push it all the way back and it just bounces out. So cushioned. So it's like suspended.
Ugh. I mean, with all the other stuff that's happening.
Yeah.
The teeth and nasal cavity, it's so weird and trippy
being a human.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the whole like human machinery.
Yeah,
it's quite a lot. Mm-hmm. The tongue, there's a tongue in there too, so
there is. Yeah,
there's a tongue in there.
All right, last one.
Here is a rainbow trail. Ooh, blasting some water. What city is that with those buildings?
Is that Saga?
Is it?
Doesn't look like it, though. The Marilyn Monroe buildings?
No, no. I know the buildings you're talking about, but I don't...
But they're twisted. I don't think it's Mississauga.
No, it's definitely some... Plus, the arrows on the road are not typical for around here, plus just the climate in general.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to tell me where it is. But that is, yeah. Now, why is this vehicle shooting water out anyway while driving down the highway? That seems like that would be quite a distraction. Is it only for this purpose?
I believe so.
Just to create a nice little rainbow.
I believe it's Pride Month this month.
Hmm.
It's the bus that's dedicated.
Is this real? Is this real? I don't know. Is this real?
It is real.
Are
it
you
looks
sure?
Real.
I know. I'm just listen. My spider sense is going off right now.
Okay.
What? First of all, we need to figure out what city that is. If that's a real layout. So somebody, please help me with that. Step one. Because it doesn't really look real. Obviously, it's possible.
You mean the backdrop here?
Yeah.
It looks a bit surreal.
Yes, like composited.
Because it's very HD. HDR.
It looks composited to me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe. Do we have any... You got to go down to the comments, I guess.
All right.
Well, I mean, unless you want to leave the people hanging. There's something about the weather being perfect and the way the buildings are sitting. Maybe you have to go down further. It's not a top comment. Oh, here we go. Here's the deal. These are water sprayers that supposedly reduce pollution and are quite popular in China. The science behind it is that small water droplets stick to smog particles in the air and then wash them down. In reality, though, they only affect a small portion of the city's air, are fairly limited to smog close to the earth, and some would argue actually make things worse because the trucks themselves are huge and releasing their own exhaust. Yeah.
But they are real.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're saying that the thing exists. That I don't know what that tells us about the clip.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, also, where is the recording coming from? What are we, on a bridge?
Yeah, maybe. But you are right. It's expelling huge amounts of carbon dioxide, right?
Yeah, look at the black smoke below it. Watch as it passes.
No, I think that's the shadow.
No.
No, it's not?
No. That's okay. That's actually smog. New smog creation.
Yeah, that's why this car is passing.
That's right. But either way, yeah, I don't think it works all that well. If it worked really, really well, I think there'd be other cities that would adopt such things, but it is certainly beautiful to look at whether it is composited or not.
Yeah, it's just creating a rainbow wherever it goes. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to run out of water quickly too, right?
That's true. Yeah.
Like it can only
it's
do
not
it.
Not a big tank.
And it can only do that for so long.
One block and then it refills.
I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of it before the next episode. Or maybe somebody will. Apparently there's been some Tesla news. 3-1 stock split. We'll talk about that on Monday as well because obviously that's going to affect Mo greatly.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk to him about the Nuggets. We might even have the Nuggets. I did my part. I brought Wolverine. It's only a matter of time. Every challenge will be challenged. Thank you very much for joining today. Thank you to everybody in the chat. Thank you for all the super chats. Thank you to Will for producing the show. And we will see you next week. Later, guys.